I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Malaysian court has ruled that government agents were behind the abduction of Pastor Raymond Koh 8 years ago. The judge rewarded over $8 million in damages to Koh's wife, Susanna Liu, plus daily payments until he's found. The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says Pastor Koh was targeted for his gospel outreach.
Persecution of Christians is very much dependent on your ethnicity. If you are Chinese, like Pastor Raymond Koh, then that's fine for you to be a Christian. But if you are ethnically Malay, according to the constitution of the country, you are a Muslim. And Pastor Raymond was accused of reaching out to ethnic Malay Muslims with the gospel.
Pray for the truth of Pastor Koh's fate to come to light. And Egypt has become a refuge for many Sudanese. Benita with the Nuba Mountains Bible Institute, Cairo, says.
And now with the war, there's a huge increase in refugees, 900% in Cairo, and a lot of them are single moms with kids.
These women face many needs, especially education.
They haven't had almost any opportunities for education in Sudan beyond maybe basic elementary.
NBIC runs a one-year program for women focused on spiritual, psychological, and leadership growth. Refugee life brings many challenges with it. Men can't find work, women often clean homes, and families struggle. But the ministry helps to restore God's design for the home. Pray Sudanese families find healing in Christ's love. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.